up, everyone? Welcome back to Delusional. I'm with my co-host Molly.
Hello.
We are doing episode number 4. I'm super excited, and this one's gonna be a great one. So share with your friends. I'm gonna put you guys down really quick.
Stop yelling at them. Hey, I'm gonna put you down.
All right, well, today we're gonna do something fun, and we're gonna Google myself. And oh gosh,
no, I want to do it.
Okay, Molly's gonna Google.
And then you have to answer the questions, because it's fun.
I'm ready for this one. We're Googling Delaney Brown. What are you gonna Google? Just is, well, is that, wait, you have to say it. Say it now with your heart and chest. Say it now.
Is that Delaney Brown? I love whenever I say that you mouth it too.
Do I really?
Yes. No. You just did it.
No. All right.
One of these days you'll be able to see when we actually get a proper studio.
You know what?
What? Did you just have a stroke?
Stop. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Say it now. One more time. Just no, for good luck. Just for good luck.
Good luck.
Say it.
What?
Say it. Say it.
Is that Delaney Brown?
There we go. All right. Thank you. Did you Google myself?
Yeah. So first of all, I just put in Delaney Brown, and the things that come up, basically, you're just gonna promote Delaney Brown merch is the very first thing.
Hey, there you go, guys. Go get some merch.
What's your merch link?
My merch link is it's in Teespring, but I want to drift into my own one. So I have a buddy from South Dakota, and he said that I should start doing merch for my own house.
Yes.
Go buy some like a stock T-shirt in Hobby Lobby, and print the logo. He literally got me a whole logo for Delusional. And then it has like co-hosts on the back for you. And host, and he has his whole design.
Bro, what? Why don't you just put our last names on the back?
Or that. It doesn't, I mean, we can put whatever.
No, and then you could even sell them with your last name on the back.
I mean, that's a fucking plan. I don't know how much I would sell them for, because if I get them for what, like five?
Sorry about that. Delaney is super popular and got a FaceTime.
But, as I was saying, what was I freaking, about selling merch from here.
Yes.
Yeah, we just sell, and then we could put like, anything, like just like, oh, and then he said that we could make a video of us making the shirt, and then not like up the price, but like that'd be an ad to it.
Yeah, that'd be like the promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
That'd be so sick. But, all right, so that's what we're doing about merch.
That's happening. Next thing, the second option. second thing.
I feel like we can't talk right now.
I know, I'm so like frazzled.
I'm stuttering. I feel like this is not real life. Oh, do you?
Oh. Now? I don't think we can do it now. We're right in the middle. We should have done it at the very beginning.
All right. So what's the second one?
Okay. Second one, Delaney Brown TikTok. What's your TikTok?
My TikTok is Delaney B. Brown. It's been that for ever, so I don't really know why. I put it because...
It's probably because you're famous on TikTok.
No, it's because my middle name is Brooke, so that's why there's another B in it.
Oh, I didn't know that's what you're talking about. Oh yeah. Don't look at me like I don't know your middle name.
What's my I have two middle names.
No you don't.
Yes I do.
No you don't.
Yes I do.
Since when?
It's D B A B.
Then it's Andy.
My middle name is my sister's.
I don't know.
No.
What? What
you really
what
don't
can it be
know?
Alice?
Like, yes it is.
Wait. Are you kidding me?
No.
No, it's not.
Dude, it literally is. Delaney Brooks Alice Brown. You didn't know that?
No! When did you ever tell me that?
I don't think, I mean,
sorry,
I don't really, I never
most
really...
people have one middle name.
No, I have two. It's only cool people who have two.
Do you know my middle name?
No.
Get bent.
Mary. Marie.
No!
Marie.
No.
What is it?
Anne.
I did know that.
Oh, did you?
No, I did, because that's my mom's middle name. I'm just kidding, I don't actually have two middle names.
I hate you. Why would you even... Okay, we're done.
Because I just wanted to fuck with you.
You're so kind.
Dude, is this still fucking going?
I don't know. Look at it. Why do you
Please.
Have it so your phone turns up? There you go. We're fine.
Oh, I'll fix it. Sorry, guys. This is... Oh, my God. This is not organized at all.
This
I feel
is
so bad.
My God. It's fine. Thank you for everyone who's made it this far.
Okay, 3 minutes in.
3 minutes
in. I feel like it's been an hour.
It definitely has not been an hour. Next one, Delaney Brown Instagram. What's your Instagram?
Why are these aren't questions.
Shut up!
No, these aren't questions.
Just keep going. This is my self-promo round.
Okay, Delaney _ wait. It's just Delaney B. Brown. It's the same as my TikTok.
Okay, then what's your YouTube?
Delaney Brown. Am I supposed to have a different name for everyone? You look so cute, babe.
Oh, yeah. Delaney's girlfriend is here, if you guys...
Can I say hi?
Hello.
That's Kiana.
She's British.
Okay.
Just look up, does Delaney Brown?
Don't look up. Or don't... Don't. So I just said, is Delaney Brown somebody... Or somebody. Probably more than one person.
Molly, I'm scared. Are you okay?
No.
Go.
How old is Delaney Brown?
19. Oh, God. Ew, that's gross. I was going to say 18.
Gross.
It's too... I feel like 19 is such an old age.
Who is Delaney Brown?
I don't know. A girl? Joseph smelled that. Come here, babe.
Oh, my God. Do not turn this into that.
What?
No?
Okay.
Next one. How tall is Delaney Brown?
5'9".
What? No, you're
five,
not.
5'8". 5'8" and 3/4".
Okay, so you told me to look up, does Delaney Brown, right?
That's Did anything come up?
Where does Delaney Brown live?
That's the only Wisconsin. Thing.
Okay.
No, I don't want to. Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Uh-oh. You know what? What else do I look
up? Look up your name.
Why?
Does Molly Jastrab blank?
I wonder if anything would actually come up.
Oh, I'm on Famous Birthdays. You can go on there.
No, literally nothing comes up when you search my name. Wait, maybe if you just do my regular name? No.
Why is this podcast? I cannot right now.
Molly Jastrab photography? I can tell you I have never done photography. Famous Birthdays? What?
Yeah, I got on that like October of last year.
Oh, wait. More things come up when you do it from here. Delaney Brown basketball.
Yes. There's so many videos of me playing basketball.
Damn. Oh. Delaney Brown podcast. What was up?
Hey, hook up.
I've never actually listened to that.
The podcast? Fuck.
Yes. What is it called?
Delusional.
Weird.
Delusional.
Weird name.
Delusional. Why? Do you like the name Delusional?
Yes.
Well, yeah, tell me, like, why do you like the name Delusional?
What the fuck? I'm sorry. What? You want me to answer the question, why do I like the name Delusional?
Yes. Why do you like the name Delusional?
I don't know, because it's like a play on words with your name. Like, I don't... Shut the frick up, bro. Get out of here. What do you want me to tell you about your Famous Birthdays page? Don't act like you haven't looked at this 3 million times.
No, I haven't been on it for a while.
You're associated with Ray Shmurda and Gucci Mane? That's BS.
Am I really?
Whoever wrote this is lying.
No, that I think that, no.
Have you talked to either of those people? Yeah, because of their songs.
Associated with, yeah.
Everyone's used those songs.
I'm a member of 19-year-old TikTok stars, first name Delaney, born in the United States. I'm a fan of Addison Rae.
No, fans also viewed.
Oh.
Not I'm a fan of.
I was going to say Chase Hudson. Who?
You.
But.
How
so
come
Molly,
you don't
have
a picture?
I don't know. Did you just boost? Did you hit boost?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know why I haven't had a picture. Everyone else does, but me.
Must not be famous.
Hey, I'm the second Delaney. I used to be the fourth.
Wow, look at that. All the times you boost yourself.
Bro, I don't even boost. Oh, I'll do it again.
I don't boost yourself. Well, that didn't last very long. You have to get more
go back
famous.
Go back. Go back to your questions on your notes page.
Oh, yeah. We got TikTok questions.
We literally got, yeah. We got through, I don't know how many we got through.
Sorry, this podcast is absolutely disaster.
This is all over the place. Like, this is not planned. I was planning to have Abby on here. But
a lot is happening in the world right now, and I feel like we are allowed to have a mess every once in a while. Okay, TikTok questions. What's your name? There we go. What?
Did you just say what? You said it every day this whole fucking school year, Molly.
Shut up. Okay, how has TikTok changed your personal life?
My personal life? Has it changed my personal life? I don't think it changed my personal life. Well, maybe of what I do, but like...
Why is it stumping you so hard?
Because I don't know. Has it changed your personal life?
No, but I'm not famous.
Hmm.
Like, what do you mean?
I feel like I have to be more careful about what I put out. Like,
You could be canceled real quick.
Yeah, anyone can be canceled really quick, but like... I just think that you just gotta be, I don't know, I'm more cautious about what I put, and I have,
which I think everyone should be.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everyone just gets a bit too comfortable, especially with TikTok. Some of the things,
oh my god,
TikTok, I'm like,
no, for real. But I don't think, I mean, maybe how I view stuff, but
really,
yeah,
how so?
Like, I don't really follow just like doing trends just to do trends. Like, I just want to be like unique. I'm more, I want to be like unique, so I don't know. I
How
don't follow
the way you view things.
Let's see. If everyone's doing, if everyone goes in one direction, I don't want to go in that same direction. I want to go in a different path. So I don't want to just follow a crowd. I want to be the leader.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, I always have.
Get that tattoo. Yo, hold on. Did you see the one TikTok? I think we were both tagged in it, and then I tagged you in it. Someone got your same tattoo.
Yes, I did see that.
In the same spot, in the same...
That's dope.
That's wild.
I know, and another person has my initials on their,
what?
On their leg. Yeah.
What?
Dead serious. I swear on my life.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, I know. Like,
have they met you in real life?
No.
Oh, you need to.
I know.
They got their initials and name on you.
I know, it's crazy. It still blows my mind. I don't really know how to. I don't know. That's just crazy. Cause what? It'll be on their body forever.
Just DB or like with the
Yeah, DB.
That's insane. Where?
On their leg. It's like a, it looks like a sword thing, and it's like, it has my initials like on the bottom. Dead ass.
That's insane. And it,
and the tattoo was over,
specifically for you.
Yeah, the tattoo was over like $1,000.
When did this happen?
Probably like, let's say like March, I think.
That's,
earlier,
whoa,
before Corona.
Wait, that's like a long time ago.
I know, earlier, like, kind of when Corona was happening.
Well,
they flew
still,
to they flew
happening.
Yeah,
I hate
well,
to be that guy.
they flew somewhere to get it done and everything. They flew to,
oh my god,
it? I don't know, I think they flew to Florida to get it all done.
That's insane. Can you stop cracking your fingers? It's like making me want to throw up. Stop it. Oh no.
Hold up, Molly, take a little.
What do you want? I hate when she does this. This is why you can't have distractions here when we record.
My bad.
Okay. Compared to all your other social medias, like, how does TikTok compare? Like, in terms of, like, your favorite? Or like,
number two. YouTube's number one. YouTube, that was quick. TikTok, Instagram, Snapchat. Oh, I like Twitter. Wait, Twitter? I love Twitter.
Really? I hardly... ever
really to. I love, yeah. Twitter. I love Twitter and VSCO.
What?
Yeah,
I don't even have the VSCO app on my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
I love, it's like Instagram, but
is it actually?
Yeah, it's like a Instagram and like a Twitter mix.
Wait, people actually like follow people on VSCO?
Yeah,
I didn't know that was a thing.
And like on VSCO I can post like 15 things in a row, but on Instagram you can only like post like, you can post that many, but like on VSCO like you can post whatever like you want.
And people don't get mad?
Yeah, no.
About like how much you post?
No.
Do you have a lot of followers on there?
They
I don't
count followers or likes.
Wait, that's kind of
sick. Like, I can't see my likes.
That's
I can't
why
see.
I like using it.
Yeah.
Wait, that is kind of sick though.
I love it.
Can people like comment or like?
They can repost them or like star them, but yeah.
Yeah, they can. It's basically like Twitter. Like, you can republish it, or I mean, just like it. But you can't see. I don't think you can see other people's likes.
Oh,
or,
that's kind of crazy.
You can see your own, but you can't see.
Wait, so then what's the point? Isn't the whole point of social media like
just to post what you want?
I
and they're like
you can't have your own space.
You could troll the shit out of people with that. Oh, can you not belch into the mic, please? Good lord. Okay, if you had to
wait, what are your rankings on the apps? How does it go for you?
Oh,
dude, you should start your own YouTube channel.
Why?
Don't you want to? Don't you want to?
What would I put on it?
Don't you want? Like, don't you want to like be like? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't want to be in the front of it though. I don't know. I am going to school for minoring in film studies, so I might have to make one at some point. But like, I don't think I'll be in
you should.
Any of them.
Yeah.
I met my roommate.
Really?
Yes.
Where'd you meet her?
What do you mean?
Where'd you meet
her? The school told me who
in
it
person?
Was. No.
Oh.
She lives in Washington.
Really?
Yes. Bro.
What's her name?
Her name is Jenna. I'm just going to say her first name because I haven't, like,
yeah.
asked her if I
yeah.
can talk about her. But, like, She seems so freaking cool, dude.
Really?
From first glance, we don't look like we would be friends because she's, like, super girly and into makeup and all that stuff. And I was like, ooh, I was, like, kind of sus. And we don't, like, follow the same people on Instagram. So I was like, I don't know about this.
But how many followers does she have?
I think only, like, 700 something. I don't know. Yeah, she doesn't post a whole lot on her Instagram.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, but, like, then we started talking, and we haven't disagreed on a single thing since.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, that's kind of cool. Except for our, like, zodiac signs don't match up at
all. What's her...
Cancer. And what... Why do you keep looking at her? And I'm a Libra, and we are, like...
Oh, it's your season, baby!
Is it?
Yes!
Really?
Libra. Right after Leo's, yeah.
I don't know. But, like, we... That's, like... one of the only signs that I'm not supposed to get along with.
Really?
So I'm like kind of sus.
I think it'll be fine. You, like, move in how many more days?
On the 8th. I don't have I have the days somewhere here. I move away in 13 days.
Damn, bro.
Bro, that's less than 2 weeks away. That's
so she insane. Is she, when does she fly in? On moving day?
She's taking her car.
Oh.
Yeah. She's bringing a car. Which is kind of nice, though, because I'm not going to have a car.
I miss Kenna. I'm going to be honest.
Have you talked to her at all?
Yeah, she called me earlier before the podcast, and she's like, I finally have free time.
Is she making friends out there?
I hope. I don't know.
You didn't ask?
No.
I feel like that's a big thing to ask.
I don't really care. Okay. She's an independent woman. That's fair. She doesn't need anyone.
I guess. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to want to make friends. Oh, and I even told her about, like, how my birthday is, like, right away. And she's like, oh, we can throw, like, a mini party in the dorm. And I was like, wait, that's actually so cute and so nice. Like, thank you so much.
What does she look like? Let me see what she looks like.
Oh, sure. This is weird. She listens to this and she's just like,
make it drop.
Hello? I don't know. I'm super excited. I'm on the 4th floor of my dorm.
Wait, how does Megan Thee Stallion's part go?
What?
How does it go? What does it start with? Gotta make sure.
Why are you singing?
Damn!
What do you mean?
I don't know. She's pretty.
She is pretty.
Yeah, she is. She's super into makeup, which, like, maybe she can actually teach me how to look like a girl, but I doubt it.
I doubt. But
there's no way. Cool. Yeah.
Got me show me drip inside of me. Quick jump up.
Okay. What was it? Oh, I was supposed to rank social media apps.
Yes.
I don't know. I think TikTok is probably number one because I just spend so much time on there. And oh my gosh, people. So you know how this fan page is my only account that I have?
Now? Yeah.
So when I tag, like, my brother or my teacher or my friends in, like, TikTok,
oh my god,
they see it. And they'll comment back and be like, is this Delaney Brown's fan page? I'm just like, stop it. Don't out me like that. Like,
do you like not having your own personal one? Like, how does it... Like, you used to go on that all the time. You used to make your own videos, too.
Yeah, I used to love
it. What was your... You had, what, 5,000 followers on that?
I don't remember. I think so.
Yeah, because you kind of got up there.
I don't know. I might make another personal account, but...
You totally should, because...
Yeah, because I want to follow people.
It. Yeah. And, like, who you want to... Not just me.
Right.
You know, not just me and...
You're literally the only person I follow. But, like, my For You page is so good now. So, I don't want to go... Yeah. I don't want to make a new account and then have, like, the worst For You page in the entire world. And, like, have to try to, like, catch back up.
Yeah.
Because I knew we were going to see all the repeats and, like...
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe you totally should. Go off to school if I'm bored enough, I'll make one.
So, why did you delete your account?
Because I was sick of people, telling me that I'm gay. That was a big one that I'm not a fan of, and I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just... I also randomly deleted all of my social media a while back just because I needed to get off of it because it was just, like...
Do you think it affects how...
Me?
Do you think social media affects everyone's, like, standards and views on life?
What do you mean?
Like...
Views on life?
Yeah, like... If one person who has a bunch of followers posts one thing, many people are going to, like, believe in it. But, like, they don't have their own, like, opinions.
I feel like some people are like that. But I feel like it's also very easy for creators to manipulate, like, vulnerable people on the internet. So that's a little bit scary. And, like, I do think it's important to form your own opinions. But also surround yourself with people that think the same as you.
Because I was watching Emma Chamberlain's podcast, and, like, her being on social media, like, it, I don't know, decreases her mental health and stuff. And I feel like, I don't know, like, social media makes me happy, but I've never gotten, like, to the point where, like, I don't know, I get, like, she wouldn't go on Twitter for a whole week. She mm-hmm. went, I think, 5 days, right? And, like, it, like, boosted her mental health all the way just for not seeing, mm-hmm. you know.
I deleted Facebook for, like, 3 months, and I was so happy over
that. Oh, I never go on Facebook.
Well, I can't. I do. I don't really know why, because I just get mad now every time I scroll through. Facebook's probably my least favorite social media app, just because all the fucking Karens. And then whenever I comment back, my mom will be like, Molly, why are you arguing with Aunt Kathy on Facebook? And I'm just like, well, I don't know. Like, I feel like someone's got to put her in her place. And I was just like, this is not the place for that. Like, so I often have to delete Facebook just to hold myself back.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
I don't even, I don't know. I don't really go on Facebook. I think it's just, I don't know. I don't really post.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It's not great. But then
my mom does, though.
My next least favorite is probably Twitter. I'm never on Twitter. And it was so
toxic. Do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, I have. No, that's my Wilmot stuff. It's under my useless socials.
Oh.
So if that tells you anything.
Netflix, Pinterest, Hulu, Disney Plus,
Facebook Messenger, Twitter, and then those ones are, like...
I love Twitter, bro. Mm-mm. You just gotta know how to work. I feel like... Because I used to hate it, too, until I got, like... until I knew how to use it.
I don't use it a whole lot, so maybe that's why I don't like it. I literally... The last tweet I did was a few days ago, because I'm trying to get Julian Solomita to help me with the tattoo. But other than that...
Oh, shoot.
Like, that's it. You can... yeah, like my Twitter profile picture... Yeah, I'm not a big fan of... What are you doing? What are you
doing? I'm following myself.
I'm pretty sure I follow
you. Oh, you do follow... I tweeted today. I tweeted three times. I tweet all... Oh, and I tweeted...
I just don't like how everyone can see everything that you like. Like, I feel like I annoy people because I like a lot of things. Or I used to. I went through and, like, completely purged my Twitter because it was just...
I'm glad that my... I mean, I put TikTok... My TikTok likes. I'm glad no one can see those.
Oh, yeah. I'd be screwed. Although, people still find me in the comment section and out me there. But it's fine. Whatever. And then I think... I don't know. I really like Instagram.
I like Instagram, too.
But I think Instagram and Snapchat might be tied.
Do you have a private account on Instagram?
Yeah, I do. Are you not following it?
I don't think so.
Bro, what are... It's,
How many accounts do you have? What?
I have four. It's fine.
What are your four accounts?
So, it's my personal and my private, and then the ACWC podcast, and then I have a Hamilton fan page that I ran in eighth grade that I just haven't deleted yet.
Are you still making podcasts on their one?
No, I think... I don't know. Subcheck, my co-host, is going to be leaving... for school at the end of the week, so I don't even know if we'll have time to finish up the season, but...
Yeah. Damn. 20... Isn't it 20 episodes?
We're only at 18 right now, but we need to finish it, but I don't know. We'll see, because it's not really a priority anymore, which kind of sucks, but it's okay. Yeah, so I think my Snapchat and Instagram would be tied for second, and then TikTok's number one.
Yeah.
Just... Especially... I feel like maybe if we didn't have quarantine, it wouldn't be number one. But since I've been bored out of my mind in my house...
You have nothing else to do, and TikTok kind of, like, flies by time.
Oh, my God, yeah. I've been late for so many things because I was scrolling through TikTok.
No, literally. My mom goes on TikTok.
Yo, if I scroll on TikTok in the morning, I'm 100% going to be late to whatever I was supposed to go to.
I wake up and check... Well, what's the first app you check? Is it TikTok?
It depends, because if I have, like... a message request on Instagram or something like that, then I'll go to Instagram first.
We've gotten so many. Dude, we've gotten so many.
Yeah. Once again, thank you guys so much for all the DMs.
Yes, thank you. It means a lot.
I feel like we say this every single episode, but it's still cool to hear from you guys. But, no, I think Snapchat's the first one that I check.
Yeah.
And then TikTok.
Mine goes...
Or text messages, but that's... You have, like, 200 unopened text messages, and I don't know how you do that. That would drive me insane.
Oh, yeah. Wait, let me see.
Like,
I think it says on here. Yeah, 152.
152 unread text messages?
That's how many emails. 17,000 emails.
Holy heck, dude.
I check my email first when I wake up, and then I check...
You check it? Yeah? 17,000? You check your email?
That's if I open it, it goes down, but I don't open all of them.
Oh, my gosh. That's insane.
No, I check my... Yeah, I check...
How do you have 152 unread text messages?
I don't know, because I don't...
Who's texting you that much? I don't even think I know 152 people.
I don't save numbers either.
Oh, that...
I don't save the... I don't save
Someone
numbers.
Wished you a happy birthday and you didn't even open it? Bro, two people.
That's my cousin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't...
Yo, I cannot imagine. I save everyone's number on my phone. Other than, like, fans and stuff, because...
Oh, this girl? Shout out to Andrea. She asked me to pick her undercut today. So I picked this picture.
That's kind of sick. I thought you hated undercut.
I do, but on other people, I like them.
Oh.
No, so I picked it out. Yeah, I don't really answer anyone. I answer Snapchats, usually.
Mm-hmm.
Because they want to reach out, I usually answer Snapchat. I'm usually on Snapchat, not messages.
I'm glad you don't ignore my messages. I swear to God. When you don't answer my Snapchats, I go to your text, and then you text me back right away. And I'm like, oh, so she is on her phone. Okay, cool. Like, that's sick.
Go on me, swallow me. But
Why are you?
Can you sing the WAP song right now, Molly?
No, I don't even know any of the words to it.
All right, we're going to get the lyrics up here.
I know the... No.
Molly's going to sing the WAP lyrics to you guys. Absolutely not
happening. Why have we do this?
There's some hoes in this house.
You know, instead of doing that, we should take an ad break right now. Please grab some popcorn and listen to this ad really quick. Thank you, sponsors.
I'm back! Okay.
Are you happy with yourself for that?
Yes, I am. I'm really content with myself right now in the moment. So
we have kind of...
We can't talk, bro.
I don't even know.
I don't know why we can't talk. I feel like...
Sorry for this podcast as a whole. I promise next week's going to be better.
We're going to talk about... Abby on the podcast and...
Wait, no. Can we talk about dreams next week? Like, remember how we... Yes, we were going to talk about dreams.
Let's talk about fucking dreams.
Right now?
I had a dream last night that some girl puked all over my fucking house.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, they were puking all over my house.
Who's the girl?
I don't know. I had, like, a party here, and, like, we were at a party down the road, and then we came in through this door, and she runs in. I'm like, no, don't come, like, don't come in here. I know you're gonna puke. She starts puking all, like, it went all over.
What is wrong with you? Why is your head the way that it is?
I don't know. Why is your head an egg shape? And I have a fucking pimple. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, Delaney's got a volcano peeking up above her eyebrow.
Stop. I know. Did you have a dream last night? Do you remember?
Yeah, because I just had met my roommate actually last night. So, like, so I literally had, like, a fucking nightmare about college.
Aw. You're gonna have fun.
Ugh, I better. I'm gonna be pissed.
Hopefully you get along with the roommate.
I think we will.
Yeah. She watches.
Listens. Jesus Christ. Lee.
But, I don't know. I wish we could control our dreams. I think I can control my dreams.
I used to be able to. Like, lucid dreaming. Mm-hmm. I, like, taught myself how to do it because I thought it was so cool. But then, like, it takes so much energy and I just wake up exhausted. Like,
I think I actually can control them. Like, if I, like...
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, like, people do it. That's sick.
I just don't get how sleep paralysis is. Like, you wake up and you can't move. Like, I've never
had
that.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I've never had that.
I would
that
be terrified if I.
Bro, no, there's no way. People who are like joking about their sleep paralysis demons, I'm like, you see that? I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, I don't know. I can control them because I'm always like, oh my God, I'm gonna wish that something's like here. Like, one time I wish that Abraham Lincoln was there and he literally got just.
You know, this is not what I thought we were going to talk about when I said talking about dreams, but I mean...
Oh, wait, what kind of dreams do you want to talk
about? You dream about fucking Abraham Lincoln. No, like, do you have any, like, reoccurring dreams?
No. I've never had a reoccurring dream.
Really?
I don't get how people can have the same dream over and over.
I have two that constantly go, or used to. I don't...
Oh, you told me about one, about your...
Did I?
Yeah. Share it to the audience.
Which one are you talking about?
Didn't, like, you and your mom, whatever, had the same dream, and then...
Oh, I do
have... We tried multiplayer dreaming. It didn't work.
No. Absolutely not.
Like, did you dream of me?
I didn't even dream that. Yeah, she texts me in the morning, did you dream about me? I was like, bitch, no. No. Yeah, so that didn't work, if you remember from previous podcasts.
But what reoccurring dream do you have?
I have three. So, I have one where my mom gets kidnapped from a McDonald's, which I don't know what that says about me.
What?
And then I just spend the rest of the dream crying in McDonald's as it's, like, packed, like, Black Friday packed. Like, I don't know why that many people would be at a McDonald's at once.
Oh, God.
But it's literally the one in Paddock Lake that I dream about.
Like, really?
I'm sitting what there the? Crying on the floor of the gas station because my mom got kidnapped. And that's all the dream is. And it's so fucking miserable. And I wake up crying half the time. But then I'm just like, bitch, it's McDonald's. Like, stop. Yeah. I don't know. That's weird.
Molly said that I hung out with Molly Cannon the other day or yesterday. And we were like on this paddle boat. And she said that she keeps having a dream that the world's going to end. And August 27th is coming up.
Oh, God.
Did you hear about that?
Yes.
Like, where it's going to be, like, the, like, everything just shutting down, like, the whole...
I think something else is going to happen on August 27th.
What do you mean?
I don't want to say it. Because if I'm wrong, then it's going to sound really dumb.
Wait, what? Just say it.
It's the Simpsons theory.
I've never seen it.
What? Oh, my God.
What is it?
What is your For You page?
Not the Simpsons.
Well, no. It's not, like... Mine what is it? The Simpsons. But the Simpsons actually, like, predicted, like, in the 90s or some shit like that, that Trump was gonna die on August 27th. So then when everyone was just like, oh, the 27th is 27th, I'm like, what? No, like, that's, there's no way that that's a thing. Like, but then they, like, go back and they've predicted, like, so much shit that's happened in real life.
How can they predict so clear stuff?
Time travel. Like, I don't fucking know, bro. But, like, it, like, scares me because, like...
How accurate it is?
Yes, because what if they're true? Like, what if that's right? Like, what? Like, what do we do from there? You arrest the people that made the Simpsons. Like, I don't know. Like, how do we, like...
He's going to handcuffs. Well, he's dead. Are they dead?
I don't know. We can't... We have no idea, but, like, they... Oh, no. Are you okay? Corona?
Huh? Just a pimple weighing my head down.
The pimple.
Oh.
I don't know, but, like, it's scary.
Yeah, also,
do not play copyrighted music. Oh, my God. Pause. We're done. No, you're done. No, but I also have, like, another... Wow, I hate you. Why do you do that? So, I have, like, a character that always shows up in my dreams. I don't know who he is. It's, like, a little boy... Who, not like little, he's like 12, but like who is in almost all of my dreams, and he's like a little brother figure. What? Almost like
that's creepy, dude.
It is. Like,
what if your house is haunted and he's the one that like is haunting your house and he just like goes in your guys'
no,
dreams?
No, because he's nice to me. Like, I'm like his only friend, like, so it makes me think that like maybe my mom was supposed to have another baby and, like, lost it or something when I was little and just never told me. Because, like, this kid is, like, close to me in age and is in my dreams all the time. He doesn't look like me or my brother.
What does he look like?
Like, he's tan, but he's not, like, he's still white, you know? And he has dark brown hair and, like, a super round face. Like, I can literally picture him as I'm describing him right now.
Like, what?
He's in so many of my dreams. I don't remember his name, but oh my God, it either starts with an H, a K, or a J. And I don't know which one it is because, oh, this is like
that
driving me crazy.
Me that creeps me out, bro.
Yes. And he used to be in my dreams all the time. He'd like basically be like my sidekick through everything. And I don't know who he is. There's no one I've ever met that looks like him. Like, he kind of reminds me of my neighbor that like I like grew up with them, because like my entire road has just been boys growing up. Like, I just spent all my time with boys, and there's a family of five boys that lives two streets down to me, and he kind of reminds me of the youngest one, but like doesn't look like him at all. Like, it's
that's
insane,
creepy.
Bro.
You should ask your mom if she, like,
I don't know if she'd tell me. I don't know.
I mean, me probably.
I don't know. But, like, I want to know who that is. Like, if anybody listening, like, actually knows, like, dream stuff, like, let me know if I'm okay. Like,
yeah, what the...
Who is this little boy? And, like, why is he...
I don't think I've ever had, like... I don't know. I don't think I can make out... I don't know. Make out figures, like, in my dream. Like, I don't notice that kind of stuff. Like, I don't notice... I don't remember dreams that often to
really
say anything. Yeah, I don't. I barely ever dream.
I literally had a dream the other day that one of my best friend's sisters stole my car and I couldn't get to school on time. And I got to school and got
screamed at. How do you remember all that? Like, I could remember a dream and be like, just remember like a little bit and then I forget about it.
Because when I wake up, I say it out loud. Because then when you say it out loud, then you like remember it.
Yeah, I don't dream that often. My biggest fear is sharks because...
What?
because, no, what? No, I have a dream conspiracy about this thing.
Dream conspiracy?
Yes.
Okay, go off.
I'm terrified of sharks because one time in a dream, a shark bit my finger off.
Wait, I'm scared of snakes because when I was little, I had a dream that there was a snake at the bottom of my, what's that, sleeping bag when I was camping.
Oh.
And, like, that, it, like, just... was in the bottom of my sleeping bag, and I was, like, curled up in a tiny little ball, like, trying so hard not to let this snake bite my toes off. Like, yeah, and ever since then, I've been so afraid of them.
Same. I love, like, the ocean and stuff, but, like, sharks, uh-uh. I will never...
That's insane. Your finger? Really?
My pinky.
That's it?
My pinky, what? Yes. Dead ass.
What?
I don't know why it, like, affected me so much, but I'm terrified of sharks because of that.
That's insane.
I know. What's your third reoccurring dream?
Oh, so, I don't know what the plot of this one is, and it's always so confusing, it's so frustrating, because I never get to the end of it, and I'm so mad about it, but, like, the ice rink that I go to all the time, the Recplex, I have a dream, literally, this is gonna sound so fucking dumb, where, like, everything turns to rock, and then it starts to collapse, and there's lava, literally, and we're on, like, a mountain, and there's, like, little boys with me that I have to, like, protect that, like, and it changes who the kids are every time because it always ends up being whatever kids I'm babysitting.
Oh,
shit. So, like, it was the littles for a really long time. It was my neighbors for a really long time. Like, it was family friends for a super long time. And I don't understand why, but it was always the same dream.
When's the last time you had that dream?
It's been a while, but it would happen all the time. Like, and... I wish I could tell you the ending of it, but I've never gotten to the ending of it, and it's so frustrating, because I
do. Dude, I wish I don't know, I wish I had, like, reoccurring dreams or something like
all
that.
All of my reoccurring dreams suck. Like, they're all, like, traumatic and, like, scary dreams. Like,
your dreams seem so, like, vivid and stuff, like...
Because I love dreaming, and I love remembering my dreams and, like, talking about them, because I do think that they have some kind of meaning. Like, there's...
I don't know.
There's
don't
some...
Know
there's gotta be some... kind of significance behind them. Like, who's that little boy?
But why are
there's
some
no way
so
it's just random.
Random yeah why are some dreams just so random that will never happen, like the girl puking all over the place, like that?
I feel like though that has something to do with like something that happened, like maybe you, at your actual party, like you thought about someone throwing up.
I don't know, this happened two nights ago.
I don't know. I want to learn more about, like, dreams and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it'd be sick to, like, actually understand why.
Like, why, like, people dream?
It's insane that your brain can come up with something that scares you.
Yeah, like,
and how... And doesn't know that it's fake.
And how that, when you wake up, you can have, like, an emotional attachment to, like, a dream.
Right, the fact that you wake up crying.
Yes, I don't get how...
Like, how does your brain do that to itself, basically?
I don't know. Because it's not real.
Like, and the fact that you're surprised by things that happen in your dreams when you literally came up with it.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Like, yeah, sometimes, yeah, I wake up and I'm like, I hope this is a dream. Or, like, this better be a dream. And then, like, I check and it was a dream. But, like, I don't get how it can have, like,
I don't think I've ever woken up and thought that it was really real.
No, I did.
I've never had it like that.
Yeah.
Because I've always just waked up and been like, thank God that's over. Like, and just, I don't know.
My dreams are just so weird. I know that I'm dreaming. Like, I know I'm dreaming when I dream.
That's literally lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
You should try to control it sometime.
Yeah, I don't know.
And report back.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because, like, there's, like, certain things that you're supposed to do, like, to get yourself into that state of mind. So, like, mm-hmm. when you're dreaming, you're supposed to look at the sky because it's, like, so complicated that your brain can't, like,
oh my God,
replicate
yeah.
that. And you're also supposed to look at your hands because when you dream, like, you're not usually in your point of view, so if you try to look down at your hands, like, you won't have hands.
So, like, you can see yourself, like, from a different point
right.
of view.
Right. Do you dream in third person? I do.
I feel like I dream, I don't know. I remember dreaming, I'm, like, in my own body. I know that.
Really? Uh-huh. I don't think I am. Is that? Wait, but then there's got to be a reason behind that. Because yeah. Why do you dream in your body and I don't?
So I remember this one dream, and, like, I woke up and I knew I wish it was a dream. So, like, yeah.
Maybe that's why I don't wake up like that, because I see it, like, almost like a movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Because if you can see yourself, can't you see, like, I don't know, your hands and stuff, so you're obviously there? Right? Do you see your whole body?
I don't know. Wait.
Now I don't really know what the fuck is going on.
Do you want to take a nap and just dream for a little bit and then wake up and...
Dude, I wish we could, like, connect something onto a TV and it just plays your dreams. Like, when you're sleeping,
there's
I can, like,
no way
watch
that'll ever be possible.
I bet you it will with as much, like, brain
it
power.
It would be so confusing and so scary, I feel like. Like, I feel like that could scar you.
I wonder what some dreams you don't even remember having. Because you have, like,
right, maybe
8
you're...
dreams a night, I think. Like, 10 to 8
what?
Dreams. Yeah, you have so many dreams.
I feel like mine's just the same.
You just don't remember. Because I think you're dreaming, obviously, every single time you sleep. You just don't remember. Because some dreams just stick
insane.
Out to you because it's, like, emotional.
Right.
So maybe even if it's, like, you know, sad, happy, like, it still just sticks out.
Yeah.
That's what I remember on.
I do remember waking up from that one where my best friend's sister stole my car and being mad at Ashley and just being like, what are you doing? Like, and I remember, like, almost waking up and being like, I gotta Snapchat
Wait,
Ashley as soon as I wake up.
What was
up.
It? Ashley Savage?
Yeah. And because, you know, that's just something that she would do. Like,
yeah,
she wouldn't do that, but, like, she would, you know. And I remember being like, oh, I still gotta yell at her as soon as I wake up. But then I remember, like, knowing that I was asleep, and then that's what woke me up, because I was like, wait, how did I realize that?
That's how
Bro,
I
so I should have literally just stayed asleep and been like, no,
yes.
I know that I'm asleep.
Yes,
oh
that's how
God.
I know, that's what I do. That's literally
wait.
What I do. I stay asleep until I know that it's not, I know that's not a dream. I mean, then I know it is a dream. Like, I stay asleep, I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna be awake, but I'm still gonna have my eyes closed just to make sure it's a dream. Deadass, it happened the other day. I told you about
Yo,
it.
Yo, I'm still gonna do it.
You just gotta think about controlling your dream, and you literally can control
Yeah, because I used to do that all the time before high school.
Bro, I do it every single time, swear to God. Like, I'm in a dream, and I'm like, okay, I know this is a dream, to do whatever the fuck, whatever. But, like, sometimes I, like, think it's not a dream, and then I stay asleep.
That's so weird that, like, you can't...
You don't know when you're controlling your dream.
Right.
But you control that whole thing.
Bro, I get so mad when I don't dream.
I get so mad when I can't remember it, but I remember a little bit, but then it just leaves. Like, how...
Then just say it out loud, because then as you start talking, like, you'll start to fill in the gaps. Because I do that before, where I'll be like, this happened, and then this happened, but I don't know what happened next, and then I'll just go back and repeat from the beginning, and then I'll be like, oh, yeah! Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's wild.
What was your favorite dream you ever had?
I don't know, because I feel like I always... Oh, nope.
I forgot.
I was hanging out with the vlog squad. It was amazing. I didn't want to wake up. I was literally friends
Died
with David Dobrik. Yeah.
I wonder if that's how heaven is, though. Like, a dream. 24/7.
I don't know. That's scary, though. Because
we were talking about that the other night. Like, if you're...
Oh, my God. We got real deep the
like,
other
if you're
night,
sleeping
y'all.
And you die in your sleep, say, and, like, do you just see black and, like, your whatever you dream for the rest of the... Like, you know what
that
I mean?
That would be so tiring. But
even though your soul leaves your body, like... Up in heaven, like, do you look at yourself as a person or just as, like, an energy? And you can, like...
Bro.
And then you can, like, look at a different energy and be like, okay, that energy feels comforting. Like, we probably had a connection down...
But that's Earth. So sad because I
if
don't...
If I never see my dad again when he, like, whenever, like, we both... Like, if he dies and if I never see him again, oh, my God.
Right. Like, I don't think I believe in heaven, but, like, the thought of...
Where do you think you go when you die?
I don't think you go anywhere. I think you're just done.
Like not even, like, your soul? Because I've heard stories where, like, I watched this other day. It's, like, where the woman, like, saw her body and, like, God told her, like, it's not your time. You have 5 kids. Like, go.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sent her back.
I don't know. I don't know.
And if people can remember those stories and, like, have a whole book and novel on it, then how is it not real?
Because I feel like souls, like, your soul only comes out if, like, you're not. If you're, like, a restless soul and, like, you weren't ready to die.
Or, do you believe in ghosts and spirits, like, on, like, Earth? Like, haunted, like...
I think I do, but I don't...
I've never seen one before.
I don't believe in, like, ghosts coming back specifically just to be mean to random people. Like, I think if a ghost is, like, literally haunting you, you did something bad either in a past life or they're trying to warn you about something you're going to do. I don't think that ghosts just pick random people and are just like, man, fuck you, Delaney. Let me just slam this cupboard and mess with you. Like, I don't know.
I feel like they stay, I don't know, stay where they died. And but then like, whoever goes in that house, like, they might not want you in the house.
That's why they stop haunting. Say, like, I die in a car accident or something. Like, I wouldn't want to just have to stay at that site. Like, that's so sad. Like, and then you have to see all your family and anyone that cared about you go to that site. Like, I don't know. I think maybe I would... I don't know.
Because don't you have a thing with your friends that if whoever dies first, you're going to go haunt?
I have, like, a pact, kind of, with my two best friends from elementary school. And I don't know if they still know it, but we have certain things. Whoever dies first has to come back to the other two and basically fuck with them in, like, specific ways so that we know, like, oh, that's Ella. Like,
that would be so creepy. That would be so creepy.
But I feel like that's why we came up with specific things, so that we know
if this happens.
Oh, like,
if it's real.
Oh, then that, okay. Like, yes. It's literally so that we can confirm to each other that ghosts are real. Which, like, sucks that I have to wait probably 50 years for that. But, like,
no, I honestly believe in, like, ghosts and spirits and stuff. Because you know, like, my conspiracy theory about them?
Let them know.
So, there's this dime conspiracy theory my mom told me about when, like, 2 years ago, probably, and, like, ever since then, I noticed dimes everywhere, and they're in funeral homes, like, my friend.
Wait, this was, I literally saw a TikTok.
You get up.
No, wait, yes. So, I literally saw a TikTok. It's about some kind of theory. I forgot the name of it. Oh, my God, I'm so mad at myself that I forgot the name of it. But it's literally, like, a psychology, like, theory or whatever about... Fuck, I wish I knew the name of it. It's named after a scientist. I'm sure someone will let me know what it is after this because it's...
Yeah.
It's like a Scandinavian word, so, like, it's not something that just, like, pops into your head. But it's basically a theory that, like, once you set your mind to something and, like, you notice something the first time, it'll come back and that's all you'll notice. Like, you'll keep noticing it. So it's kind of like happens in my family, like, when we buy a new car. Like,
if I say Tesla and then the one drives...
And then there's Teslas everywhere. Like, I feel like that's also, like,
That could be part of it.
Manifesting, like, too. Like, you just bringing your attention to something. Like...
No, but I genuinely believe in this theory.
Yeah.
Like, my friend who works at a funeral home even reached out to me and was like, dude, that's a true thing. My dad, like, and I go through so many dimes whenever someone dies. Like, at the funeral home. Like, a dime is, like, that's the whole thing. It's not, like... a psychology thing. It's like an actual thing, like a dime conspiracy.
That's insane.
And like I see it all the time when I like literally all the time when I like I don't know, like in the car or
maybe I need to start looking for it and like paying actively.
It'll only be at places where like you know someone's like watching over you and making sure that you're okay.
I have something like that one of the girls from my soccer team brought to me. Her dad passed away when she was little, and she finds pennies everywhere and calls them pennies from heaven, and they're like her dad like telling her that she's there. Mm. And now like whenever I see pennies everywhere and I'll take a picture of them and be like penny from heaven for you, like blah blah blah, like probably. And now that's all I can notice. I swear to God, if I start seeing dimes, I'm gonna lose it,
dude. Bro. Yeah, you just gotta, I mean, I honestly think it's from like a spirit, so I don't know if it's just gonna show up because you're thinking about it. I think like you actually have to have a connection to someone that passed away.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
literally on my birthday, not the day before, like I was literally crying. I saw like a dime. I saw literally like my dad on the deck was like, "Oh, hey mom, like turn on the light." And the fucking light went on. Dead serious. I literally told Kiana about it. Like I literally and they're the lights up there that's like solar power, and it wasn't even like that dark. They usually go on like at like 9 or like 8 or 9, and they went on at like 7 when I was just sitting out there. Or, like, they went on at, like, 7:30.
Mm-mm. That's insane.
And then, yeah,
I think I do believe in spirits because when my grandma passed, a few years ago, that was, like, the only grandparent that I've ever, like, really been close with. And she's the only one that, like, knew who my friends were and, like, came to my hockey games and, like, stuff like that. So, like, it sucked, like, real bad when she died. And sometimes, like, when I would go to bed... like, and I would be super restless, like, I would feel her in the room with me and, like, feel bad. I literally remember getting out of my bed and taking all the stuff out of the chair in my room so that she had a place to sit down. And I would sit up in my bed and talk to her. And
what?
I literally invited her to my soccer game and left a blanket on the sidelines for her to sit on. Because I genuinely believed that she was going to be there and, like, that she came to me that night. Because she was always freezing. No matter where we go, she was always wrapped in, like, 6 different blankets. So I told her, like, if you come to this game, I'll leave a blanket out for you. Like, I'll bring an extra blanket.
Did you ever hear, like...
just for you. And didn't let anyone touch that blanket. Because I was like, fuck you, that's for my grandma. Do not touch that blanket. Like, and everyone looked at me like I was insane. But I was just like... she's like, no, my grandma literally came into my room. And I'm, like...
did you hear, like, anything? Or did you just, like, talking, not to yourself, but, like, did you have, like, a voice in your head or something?
I don't know. Because I didn't, like, physically hear it. But I genuinely felt like she was listening to me. Because she really wasn't that big of a talker anyways, like, even when she was alive. So, like, she would so just, like, ask me a question and just sit there and let me ramble for forever. Like,
what?
So I genuinely felt like she was there. And I would literally apologize. I'm sorry, my room is such a mess. And would, like, move stuff for her to sit down because I felt so bad. And, like...
shut up.
Like, dead ass. Because I genuinely felt that she was there. And that's the only person I've ever had that with. Like, I've had several uncles pass and, like, whatever. Like,
do you still do that? Like, sometimes?
No. It stopped. Like, I don't know why. Because, okay, after she died, like, a month later, me and my brother got into a car accident and spun off the road on black ice, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And we were a foot away from getting our car cut in half from a power line. Like, and my brother had her, like, he stole the bookmarks from a Bible from the church ceremony and, like, the little pamphlet that they give you from her, like, passing.
Yeah.
And it was on, like, the top, like, the ceiling of his car, like, in the, what's that called? The thing that you pull down to block the sun?
Yeah, in the
right
mirror thing.
And as soon as, like, the car stopped and we were in the ditch, he literally grabbed it and started, like, kissing it. And he was like, thank you so much. Thank you. Like, he felt that she was the person that saved us. So, like, I 100% believe it, too. Like,
when was the car accident?
She died December 3rd, and the car accident was maybe December 16th.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it was insane. So, we were genuinely, like, that was Granny. Like, she just, like, saved her life. So, then, whenever I would feel her, I'm like, thank you so much. I love you so much. Like, here's a blanket. Here's everything you could possibly need. Like, I love you.
Oh, my God.
Like,
you should put a candle in your room tonight and ask her to blow it out. See if it's, like, real.
I'm gonna cry, bro.
No, like, seriously, you should try. Like, just reaching out. Like, you reach out and just see. That'd be... I mean, I wouldn't
that
know my grandma, but...
That would be terrifying. If that actually... Delaney, I cannot do that by myself, bro. But then, like, also...
Do a Ouija board. No, I'm
absolutely
just kidding.
Not.
Don't do a Ouija board.
No, I did it one time, and some kid that we were doing with it...
I used to do it all the time.
...messed with us, and he ruined it for
times.
Me. But, like... Oh, my God. I genuinely might take you up on that, but I don't know.
I mean, why not?
I would piss myself if
you'd know if it's, like, her or, like, if there's, like...
What if someone else blows it out? How would they tell me that it's not her, though?
I mean, you could just... I mean, I don't know. Or something will blow it. I don't know. That'd be cool.
I would not be able to sleep in my room. There's no way I could sleep. Like,
there's something, like a demon. Tonight you're gonna
bro sleep down. My
sleep paralysis.
I get
sleep grandma. I'm just kidding. You're like, here's a blanket.
Here's a blanket. I'm sorry. I lit the candle for you.
She just knocked it over.
Delaney.
I'm just kidding. Like,
oh my God.
But you should totally start looking out for, like, dimes and little stuff like that.
100%.
Because I literally believe, every single time I see a dime, like, in places that I know that it wasn't there before. Like, yeah, a dime can be anywhere, like, in my car. Like, when they're just, like, when it's just sitting on the ground,
right.
Where I know that I've walked before, I haven't seen it, and you notice it, like, that's what I'm kind of, like, shocked about.
This is the first time I've also talked about my grandma, like, coming back. Like, why does this podcast just bring out, like, deep...
The second half of the podcast always are, like, the deep...
The talk. Second halves are always so much better. We should just record
should
the first
the...
half and just
yeah,
delete
just...
it and then just keep going.
I think so, too.
Next.
But insane. One time I actually did see a ghost. I took a picture of it on my iPod 4. My iPhone 4.
No.
Because my grandparents used to own a steakhouse and stuff in Illinois. It's in St. Charles. And the upstairs would be haunted. Like, it was. The whole place was haunted. And we had Christmas there. Like, me, Sebi, Abby, all of them, we would go upstairs. Like, Romeo, my sister, all my other cousins. We would play hide and seek every year we would play hide and seek and stuff. So we go upstairs. I get locked in me and my cousin Romeo and Abby get locked in the bathroom. Like, the door wouldn't, it literally locked. Nope, there was no lock on it. It literally, someone was pushing the door and we opened the door and no one was there. Like, we just opened the door. No one was there. And then we walk back and I take a picture and it's like, it has like a purple dress on. Like, I can visually see it right now.
No.
Dead ass.
And then absolutely not. No,
and then my aunt went up there like, when I don't even know, like a while ago too, and she saw, like, she always sees this like little boy running up with a tux on and everything, because it was like a nice ass steakhouse. It was like a Al Capone themed one. So
absolutely not.
We had Al Capone shoes in the place.
No.
Dead ass. And I was like a little kid. I was always up there by myself, like doing just stuff, just because I loved it there. So I'd literally be up there, yeah, and like I would play the it was so creepy.
Mm-mm.
But I mean, looking back, it was pretty. I would never do it.
I'm such a pussy. There's no way. Yeah. We gotta go back to that house that we went rando nodding at.
Oh my god! And actually go inside.
Yeah,
let's go
in the daytime. No, we literally are not supposed to leave our houses.
Oh yeah. No, but yeah, you've never seen a ghost or anything in real life?
I don't think so.
And I was always I'd always take pictures with my flash too, and like there'd be like freaking orbs everywhere.
That's insane.
I know.
I almost don't want to, because I think I'm afraid of actually seeing something.
I don't think I'm afraid. I don't think I'm, like, scared of them. I'm more, like, I would be creeped out, yeah, but I know that it's, like, a loved one or, like, not here to hurt me, then I'm, like,
that's my thing. How do you know? How do you know that they're not going to hurt
you? Because
you'll
just know. It's, like, an energy.
Literally.
You'll know. Because, like, when my grandma, like, turned the light out there, like, I knew. You just know.
That's insane. I guess that's how I knew that my grandma was with me.
Yeah, it could have been anyone else, I guess, but it was her, probably.
Right.
Like, you don't know that for sure. You could have just been feeling like that.
Right. I could have just been a psycho and just talking to myself in my room, and my cat was
when
just
was
like,
this,
could you go to bed?
When?
It was.
Was it this year?
No. So she passed away, I think my sophomore year. So it was during that, because she passed away during hockey season. We actually were at a hockey game the day that, like, at our game, the day that she passed. So, like, we were coming home from a hockey practice on, like, when we got in the car accident. Like, I think I invited her to Matt's senior night. I'm pretty sure. Like, I think that's the game that I was inviting her to. Like,
oh, yeah.
Of the hockey game, because, you know, I'm psychopath, and apparently decided she needed to come to both. But it's okay. So I think it was sophomore year.
Dang.
But then, like, it never really happened again.
But then, I say do the candle thing.
I don't know.
Since we're talking about this now, tell her to turn off the light. Tell her to turn off the lights.
No, I'm gonna
if it was a film one.
Yo, if we were filming, I so would.
If it just
I don't know if she would come here. She's never met you. She doesn't know who you are.
Yeah, I guess. But,
I don't know.
Ask her to turn off the lights.
No. I'm definitely not doing that.
That'd be so sick. Well, not sick, but, like, that'd be kind of scary, but...
That'd be absolutely
She starts scary. Haunting me, like, in my room. I wake up in the
room. Stop.
I'm just kidding.
Bro. My little grandma with her oxygen tank is just at the end of your bed.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Who are you? She's just like, shh.
Dude, so my great-grandma, she was like, I think she died like last year. But
why are you laughing?
Because she wanted to die for 30 years.
What? Yeah. Wait, my great-grandpa was the same way. He used to tell people, this is the last year I'm going to see you. Or like, oh, Dutch. You're fine.
She, like, wouldn't die.
How old?
I didn't want her to know. I didn't, like...
How old
was
she?
She was, like, I think 98.
Oh, damn.
But for 30 years or like 20 years, she was like, yep, no, bye.
Yeah, my grandpa was the same way. He was a World War II veteran, and he was just like, damn. He told people forever, he's like, I'm dying in February. See ya. Like, happy birthday. And we're like, don't say that. He's like, goodbye. And we're like, no.
I'm scared.
But then he actually, bro, dude actually died in February.
For real?
Yes.
He manifested that shit.
He did for his entire.
But I'm really scared to die. Like, I don't.
100%.
I think I just want. So it
literally haunts me.
I don't want. Me too. Yeah. I don't want to have people taking care of me. You know what I mean? I don't want people, like, if I get to the point where I literally can't take care of myself, then right. I'm. Why would I put stress on other people to, like, take care of me?
Yeah.
That's what my, like, dad says. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want teenagers right. doing anything.
I feel like I would feel bad.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I'll figure it out. Me. I might fall down, but like it's okay.
So
you're not. I don't want someone to kill me, but no. Like just stop caring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ew. That would go bad in so many ways.
We're gonna be in a retirement home together, just being like, just shoot us. Be like, no, Delaney, like, we can't do
say
that
it one more time.
I'm just like, is that? They're like those two crazy old ladies over there. Just playing with dimes and pennies. We just go around and blow out every candle we see. Get in bed, Janice.
Wait, her name was Janice?
No. Hazel. Her name was Hazel.
Mine was... Wait, I forgot.
I was literally going to get her name tattooed on me for my first tattoo.
You should on your leg.
I don't like leg tattoos.
You don't?
I don't know.
Where would you get it, though?
Well, because I feel like leg tattoos, like...
You know, I only have leg tattoos.
I know.
So say,
I feel like
be
they,
careful what you
I
say.
Feel like they look out of place if they're not, like, well thought out.
Yeah, that's very
you know?
True.
Because, like, where on my leg would I just put a name? You know?
On your upper thigh.
I don't know. Because...
Or just...
I wanna like look at it. Like when I thought about it, I wanted to get it here on my wrist.
That'd
but
be
then
cool.
Like
that would hurt.
Yeah. I'm a bitch.
My sister has one of me, like not me, but like right here. I like call her E, like E, and she has two E's in the shape of a heart. And she said that hurt really bad, but she needs to get it touched up. But yeah, right here hurts.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll get it on your forehead.
Yeah, that's probably a good spot. Or like as teardrops.
Oh my god.
Like age.
Yeah. I mean. And then the retirement home when we're older, I'd be like, who's that on your face again?
Be like, Delaney, I told you this. You stupid bitch, what? You need to listen. I don't know why
we're
we give each other podcasts. Like smoker voices. We are still doing a podcast.
Yes.
We're like 89 years old and we're just like, welcome back. Delusional. I feel like we're gonna sound like that.
No. Oh god, I'm fucking scared to get older.
Yeah, me too. But I'm excited though to be old and just not give a fuck about anyone else. Because I feel like old people just have no regard for any other people. And they're just like,
yeah.
Fuck you, I've been through a war. I can do whatever I want. Like,
true.
I'm going to be like, fuck you, I went through COVID. I can, like.
Yeah, bro. We're going to be telling our freaking everyone about
well,
this.
No, we all could possibly die from it. So there's no way that we'll get any further. If we all die from it, we can't tell our grandkids. That's fucked up.
Oh my
Why
God.
Do you keep coughing?
I almost just puked.
I swear to God, if you throw up.
My dream will come true. My actual dream.
You're the person throwing up everywhere?
No, it was actually so gross. Like, I literally, like.
Yes, it's someone throwing up in your house. I'd hope so. You have carpet down here. That
It was orange, too.
Ew, I didn't need to know the color. I did not need to know the color of the throw up every dream.
No, okay. But the thing is, she puked so much. It was all over. Oh, I don't know. All over the wall.
I swear to God, if you throw up, I'm going to lose it, Delaney. I will run. I swear to God, I will run out of here.
It was all over the walls.
That's disgusting.
Why? It probably smelled really bad.
Why are you talking about this? It's probably. And it's vomit.
Yeah, I don't. Can you smell in your dreams? Like, actually, do we dream in color?
I do.
I do, because I saw it was orange.
Yeah, screw you.
But,
I don't think you can smell.
Can you use your sniffer in your dreams?
You can just say nose.
Can you use your sniffer?
I don't think I do. Do you? I think. Why are you smelling now? You're not dreaming. Like,
I was thinking about
yes, you can smell right
now. I was thinking about chocolate chip cookies, and I thought I could smell them, but I can't. But this is a long podcast.
Yeah, this is long, but we're cruising. It's fine.
It's like you on your way here.
Shut up, my mom doesn't need to know.
So, Molly, how fast were you going here?
The speed limit.
What's the speed limit on KD over there? Where you were going?
55.
No.
45? Mm-hmm. I was going 55.
Arrest!
Yeah, arrest me.
Just kill you. Then haunt me. Okay, wait. If you die before me, can you actually pick something that you're going to do?
What do you want me to do?
So we see my stop sign in there?
Okay.
Take it off the wall and
check I don't
it
think
out.
You can.
No, I think there's a pass out and make me fucking just die. Just take it.
No, I'm not here. What the fuck, bro? You want me to kill you? If I die first, you want me to come back and murder you?
Just with the stop sign.
No!
What do you want to do?
Because then you're going to be dead too.
Okay, then you see all my Christmas lights in there?
Yeah.
Take it.
Unplug them. No, I'm not going to wrap them around your neck.
Okay, fine. What are you going to do?
Unplug them. I'll just unplug them. Make them turn on.
Unplug them? Oh, my girl sign. I have a girls. Just unplug. They made that go on and off without it.
Okay, but.
Okay, bad.
Wait, you have to keep that for the rest of your life then.
I will. Think I won't? Okay, if I die first, I'm going to.
Blow out all the candles in my house.
Okay, light them first. Light one tonight.
No shit, Delaney. Light them first. You die the very first second I hear that you die. I'm like lighting all the candles in my house. Like going out buying more candles. My house, every surface is just covered in candles. Like, come on, Delaney, where are ya? And you're like, you're around my whole house.
I just went into the wrong way. You fucking burn.
If you die first, you do not have permission to set my whole house on fire. No, I said I wouldn't kill you if I died first. How come when you die first, you're like, I'm gonna murder you? Like, bitch, no, don't. Like, what do you mean?
I'm just gonna burn you, not murder you.
Oh, you're gonna make me. You're gonna make me a burn victim. Yes. What do you mean? Yes, that's what's gonna happen.
All right, podcast. I think it's time to end.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you everyone for listening. Check the description for more.
Am I gonna talk about the thing I was gonna talk about?
Molly has something to say.
Okay, well, I'm sure a lot of people already know what I'm gonna talk about, but we live fairly close to Kenosha, Wisconsin. If you don't know what's happening, read the news. Jacob Blake and all that. Just get informed a little bit, because today we're kind of living in a very scary time. I have to be home in 30 minutes because we have a curfew. Jacob Blake was shot 7 times by a police officer in Kenosha, and now there are a lot of riots happening, and the entire downtown was burned to the ground over the past 2 days. There's still not a whole lot of information out about it yet, so we're not really going to speak in detail about it, because we kind of have slightly different opinions, but whatever, it's fine. I already did a podcast about this on my other podcast, A Conversation with Crazy, if you're interested. Episode 18 is the most recent episode as of right now, where we talked completely in full when the whole George Floyd situation was happening. In Minneapolis. So all I'm really going to say about it is that Black Lives Matter, sign petitions, call people, to get justice. And, that's my little, I'll get off my soapbox now. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you for all the DMs too. We get, we read them all the time.
Yep. I respond to all of them. So come at me.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening once again. And I love you. Thank you for the support. Bye.